Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Good afternoon. Now, my name is Mary Armstrong, Sister Mary, and this is the Lord day the Lord has made. I'm glad to be with you today on this Tuesday. It's a beautiful day outside. The sun is shining, and He has blessed us to see another day to be with you on Blog Talk Radio. A word in prayer in the eyes of a layperson. And I thank God for this day. But first, we're going to have prayer. And we just thank God for who you there on the line. And we thank God for just being able to share a word with you today. This is the day. We're going to sing a little song first, and then we're going to have prayer. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, I will rejoice, and be glad in it, and be glad in it. Oh, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. And we do want to thank our sister, Sister Margaret, for standing in our place for two Tuesdays. Praise God. We give God praise for her today. And we're going to go into prayer. Precious and all-wise God, we give you honor, glory this day for allowing us to come to you in prayer. We honor you today, and we thank you for giving us life, health, and strength. We thank you for giving us a day, Lord, for letting us breathe your breath one more time. We thank you, God, for knowing that you are the reason that we're able to speak, we're able to see, we're able to feel, we're able to breathe your breath one more time. You've been so good to us, God, and we want to say thank you. We ask you to bless everyone that may be on the line today. We ask you, God, to remember the sick and the afflicted today all over the world. We ask you to remember those that are locked up behind prison doors, God. We ask you to remember those in the hospitals and the nursing homes today. And we ask you to remember the bereaved families. It is so many, God, that's going through today, Lord, that's lost loved ones, God. Hearts is heavy today, Lord. We're asking you, God, to comfort their hearts, God. We ask you, God, to remember those that's suffering today with pain, God. Comfort their hearts. Touch their bodies, God. Heal in the name of Jesus. Because we know from experience that you are a healer. You are a burden bearer. You are a way maker. Father, we ask you these things in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. We ask you, God, to just touch our hearts and our minds. Open up our eyes. Open up our understanding that we understand your word as we begin to open the pages of your word and try to help somebody that's listening, God, today in your name. We're going to be coming from the first chapter of the fifth chapter of 1 Thessalonians, the coming of the Lord. Praise God. The fifth chapter of 1 Thessalonians. We thank God for his red word because his word is already settled in heaven and we can't change it, but we have to live by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God, because his word is true, and his word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And if we take his word deep down in our heart, we'll be able to live this life as we go through his journey that he's put us on. Praise God. And we're going to start at the first verse. And his word says, the fifth chapter of 1 Thessalonians, but of the times and the seasons. Brethren, I have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves knows perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then cometh, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. And it says pain. And we know that is true, because a woman with child, when she gets ready to bear her children, pain does come. Now, some may not have as much pain as others, but pain does come. That was one of the punishments that God gave Eve when they disobeyed God in the garden. She shall bear children with pain. And that's just like that. When she begin to prevail, the pain is going to come. And it said when they begin to say peace and safety and sudden destruction. And just like it says, it cometh upon like a thief in the night. And we know you look at the world today. Look at all the destruction in the world today. Look at all the flooding and the different things happening in the world today. Look at all the fire that happened over there in Hawaii, how it came over there, and it was destruction, how lives were taken. It came on them, and they wasn't even aware. And so many lives was taken, and some was in the water for hours, and so their homes was destroyed by fire, and lives was taken, and the flooding that was in the other areas, and so many lives was taken, and like a thief in the night. It said, in the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. We have to be ready to go. We have to live ready. We have to live ready to go, because we don't know when God is going to call us home. And it said, like a woman with child, God, we're not going to escape it. We have to bear that child. Some suffer for hours and hours, but we have to go through that suffering to bear that child. And that's just the way it is. And it says, but ye brethren are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. We're not walking in darkness as children of God, but we're walking in the light. Ye are all the children of light. And the children of the day, we are not of the night nor of the darkness. We as children of God, we're not of darkness. We're walking in the light. Because children of God, we the children of the world, they're walking in darkness. Satan have blinded their eyes. They can't see. But we as children of God, we're walking in the light. We're not walking in darkness, but we are walking in the light. Praise God. The sixth verse said, therefore let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. It said, watch as well as pray. So we're walking in the light. We're not walking in darkness. Our eyes are open. Praise God, because we're walking in the light, because we are children of God. Therefore let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. Well, they that sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. So see, those that are in the world,
right,
they walking in the, they dead men walking, they can't see, because they're in the world. The devil has their eyes blinded, and they can't see. Let's go to Luke 21:24. Let's go to Luke 21:24. Praise God. And it can tell us all about what's going on. Luke 21:24. And take yourself, lest at the time your heart be overcharged and drunk of it and serve of this life, so that they come upon you unaware. I'm going to spell this word because I can't pronounce it, but it says indulge. It says S-U-R-L-E-I-T-I-N-G, but it means to be indulged in drunkenness. And you know, a drunk man, when he indulged in drinking, he's so drunk he don't even know what he's doing. He says things when he gets sober, he don't even remember what he said, so he's indulged in that drinking, and he don't even know things that he's done when he's drunk. They get so indulged in what they've done, it overtakes them, and they don't remember what they've done when they were drinking, and that's a bad way to be, that you get overindulged in what you're doing, that you don't even know what you're doing when you're drinking. And that's a bad way to be, and that means you get overindulged in that thing. Don't do be like that. And it said, but let us who are of the day be sober. We have to be sober-minded. Sober-minded. We can't get overtaken in the cares of this world and get caught up in the things of this world that we forget about God. But we as saints of God, we have to be sober-minded. We have to walk in the day and know what we're doing. But don't get caught up in the cares of this world, because the things of this world would cause us to be lost. So we have to be careful what we do and what we see, because you get caught up in the things of this world, you will be lost. So we can't be caught up in the things of this world. It says, but let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet, the hope of salvation. And that takes us back to, it takes us to Ephesians, our God, Ephesians 6, and we don't go down to the 14th verse. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication, and the Spirit, with watching wherewith with all for the supplications for all saints. We have to take the helmet of salvation, which is the word of God, the helmet of salvation. You have to, and the sword of the Spirit, the breastplate of righteousness. We have to have all that in order to go back with God, because we can't fight this fight ourselves. We can't do this by ourselves. We have to have help. Praise God. So he said, put on the breastplate of faith and love. That's the main thing. We have to have that perfect love, because God is love. And if we don't have love, we're not going to be able to go back with God. We're not going to be able to treat people right if we don't have that love. Because God said, the word of God said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him perish, but have everlasting life. And what did his son do? He gave his life that we might live. And we have to have that pure love in our hearts. We have to love everybody. And when Jesus was on the cross, after they beat him so brutally, they beat him so brutally that he didn't even look like a man. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. After they did him the way they did, he said, Father, forgive them. And we as saints of God, as children of God, regardless of what people do to us, we have to forgive. Because if we don't forgive, he will not forgive us. And people can hurt you so bad that you don't want to forgive. But Jesus in you will make you forgive people. For I was hurt so bad one time. I was hurt to my heart one time. Someone hurt me so bad to my heart, I cried and I cried and I cried. I didn't even want to forgive them. But the God in me made me forgive that person. And I love them. I love them. The God in me did it. Because the flesh was hurt so bad. I didn't want to forgive them. But the God in me let me forgive them. That's the only way I could forgive them, the God in me. And that's why we have to forgive. And now let it say, and it said, but let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the blessed breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet of hope of salvation, who died for us that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Praise God. That's the only way we're going to live with Jesus Christ. And it says, the 11th verse, wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also you do. We're supposed to edify one another. We're supposed to comfort, lift one another up. Says, let's go to Romans 14 and 7. It's teaching us how to live. We can't do it ourselves. The Word of God teaches us how to live. Romans 14, 18 and 9. 14, 18 and 9. 8 and 9. For whether we live unto the Lord. And whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord. For to this end, Christ both died and rose and revived, and he might be Lord both of the dead and the living. See what he says? That he might be both of the dead and the living. So see, for to this end Christ both died and rose and revived, that he might be Lord both of the dead and the living. So he's teaching us how to treat one another. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you. We're supposed to know them that labor among us. And if you're jumping from church to church, how do you know, how you going to know them that labor among you? You're supposed to know them that labor among you. Praise God. And to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourself. We're supposed to have peace among ourselves to one another. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward one another. It said for us to warn them that are unruly. Now, don't jump on them and scold them. Warn them that are unruly. Comfort the feeble-minded. Support the weak. You so support one another. Support the weak. Be patient toward one another. Don't scold them. Be patient. We have to be patient to one another. See that none render evil for evil. unto any man, but ever follow that which is good both among yourselves and to all men. Show goodness to one another. Show love to one another. Don't render evil for evil. Pray without ceasing. We should always pray. In everything, give thanks. Always giving thanks unto God. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. We're supposed to always give thanks regardless of what it is. Always give thanks for all God does. Always give thanks. Praising him for all that he does for us. And the very God of peace, praise God. It tells us, abstain from all appearance of evil. If it looks evil, you get away from it. Abstain from all appearance of evil, it says. And so the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. If it looks evil, you get away from it. Don't even be around anything that looks evil. You get away from it. Don't even stay around people that's doing evil stuff. Get away from it. Don't have nothing to do with it. Praise God. Is anyone on the line? I believe the lines are open. If you have any questions, if you have any comments, you can be feel free right now to have anything to say. Feel free if you have anything to say. So rejoice evermore. Always rejoice.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, my sister.
How you doing?
I am doing great. How's my sister?
I'm fabulous. I'm absolutely fabulous.
I was saying
I'm loving your work this morning.
I thank you for how you stepped in for me the two Wednesdays. I appreciate you so much, Sister Margaret.
Honey, it was my pleasure. It was just the will of my Lord to be able to have me to do it, because I'm so happy that you trust me to do it. That was extreme happiness for me. I truly appreciate you for letting me do it.
Praise God, and you did a great job. You did a great job, and I thank God for you. I thank God for you. Praise God.
Praise God. Just say that, you know, we have to be watchful. We have to always be watchful for people around us and things going on around us. We have to be watchful because the enemy creeps in unaware. So we have to be very watchful, very prayerful, because he will attack no matter who it's from. I mean, he takes it in everybody, your husband, your children, your parents, your siblings. He will take anybody he can to hurt you. So we had to be watchful. We had to be prayerful. We had to be discerning. And we had to know, first of all, we have to know that we are my Lord's. Because if we don't know we are my Lord's, we're going to make a change.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Praise God. We have to be watchful as well as praying. That's right. We do watch as well as pray. So we do have to be watchful. Because he's seeking whom he may devour. He's always seeking whom he may devour. And he will use whosoever will let him use. Yeah, so we have to be watchful. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. But we, as children of the light, we walking in the light. We're not in darkness. We walking in the light, and we see where we going. But the sinner man is still in darkness, and he's walking in darkness. Praise God. Praise God. Praise our God. Thank God. And I'm so glad that we're walking in the light. Thank God.
I'm extremely happy we are in the light. Because I tell you, darkness has no foundation. Darkness has no divinity. Darkness, you do not see well. So light, you can see. You have divinity, and you can walk well. But in darkness, you stumble and fall.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That is the truth. Praise God. That's the truth. And that's where the sinner man cannot see. They don't see. They're in darkness and cannot see. But once you come over into Christ Jesus, you can see where you was out there and where he protected you at times when you was in darkness and you couldn't see the danger you was in. But God protected you and brought you into the light. Praise God.
Oh, yes.
God, thank God. And he tells us to pray. He tells us to pray. We should always pray. Praise God.
Oh, yes.
Pray without ceasing. Praise God. And that don't mean we're always on our knees. But we should keep a prayer in our heart. We are to keep a prayer in our heart. Praise our God.
Yes,
praise our God.
Since I can't get on my knees every night or every day, I just do it safe on my heart.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
And I I'm at the window in the nurse's home. I'm at this window, so I can just look up to the sky, and I'll be, thank you, my Lord, thank you, and raise my hand in praise, because that's my daily thank.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Praise our God. That's right. That is the truth. And I thank God for this scripture, because it tells us, praise God, what we have to do. Praise our God. Because Jesus is coming back just like he said he would, and we have to live ready to go. We can't be getting ready. We have to live ready to go, because we don't know when he's coming. So we have to live ready to go.
You know, so many people have changed their attitudes and their ways. They're saying, no, he's not coming back. No, he never lived and stuff. It's atrocious to what people are saying now.
Lord, have mercy. But he's coming just like he said he would. And he's coming.
Oh, yeah.
He comes every day. People's dying every day. And it ain't just in numbers. Numbers is going in. Numbers is going in the judgment.
Uh-huh.
Lord, is it ready or not? They're going in. Praise God. And we that know the Lord, we have to be watchful, because we're going in too. But I tell you the truth, I'm looking to live again. That's what I'm looking to live again. Praise God. Because we're not walking in darkness, but we walk in light. Praise the Lord. Because I'm looking to see him in peace. Praise our God. Our God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And it says, I beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you. Beg you, we're supposed to know them that labor among us. But if you're jumping from church to church, how can you know those that labor among you? He wants us to be rooted and grounded. He don't want us jumping from church to church. Lord, have mercy. He wants us to be rooted and grounded. We need to be stable. We need to be stable in the Lord. Praise our God. I tell you, it's time to be stable in him. And he says, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. Praise our God.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. And you, I tell you, I thank him. I thank him. Praise our God.
Oh, yes. I'll thank him with you, honey. I sure do.
Lord,
he's so merciful, so kind, so generous, so sweet, so loving, so caring, so watchful, so protective, so immaculate.
Yes.
I mean, he is so everything. I mean, honestly, there's not one thing he's not, because he is everything. We cannot fly him. We cannot belittle him. We cannot mess with him. We had to be faithful. We had to be true. We had to be honest. We had to care. We had to be loving.
Yes, we do. We have to be. We have to be. We have to have that true love of Jesus in our heart. We have to have that love in our heart. Because God, he is love.
Yes, we do.
He's love.
Yes,
and that's one
is.
Thing about We have to have that love in our heart. Because if we don't have that love in our heart, we're not going back with him. We're not going back with him. Because that's what proves that we as children, that we have love one from another, one for another.
I'm
going to read Galatians 5:20. It's Galatians 5:22. Galatians 5:22 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. There is no law. And we have to have the fruit of the Spirit in us. And that's just being like Christ. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with their affections and love. For if you live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. We have to have the fruit of the Spirit abiding in us. Praise God. That's what we have to have.
Oh, yes.
We have to be Christ-like. We have to be Christ-like.
Yes, we do.
Praise God. I tell you.
He can't make her if he can't.
Praise God. That's what it's all about.
Yes.
I tell you.
That's what
Praise
it is.
God. And we're not judging nobody. We just be fruit inspectors. And if we don't have Christ, have the fruit of the Spirit, we're doing the things of the flesh. And, honey, if we're doing the things of the flesh, we're not like God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I tell you. It's good to know who Jesus is. I tell you.
Amen.
It's good to have the fruit of that love that passes all understanding, that love of Jesus down on the inside. I'm thankful that I'm his, that he is mine. Praise our God.
Oh, yes.
Sometimes you have to do inventory of your own self. I say, Lord, search me and see if there be anything in me that's not like you. Because the word of God said the heart is desperately wicked. Who can know it? Only the Spirit of God. That's what can know
Amen.
It. Only the Spirit of God. And I said, turn the searchlight from heaven on my soul. I tell you, because he can search it, and he knows what's in the heart. Praise our God. So we have to have him to do inventory every now and then on our heart. Praise God. Because he says in his word, all souls are mine, but the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Praise God, I tell you.
Oh, yes.
Honey, I love him.
Hallelujah.
I love him with all my heart. Praise our God.
I thank him today. Oh, yes.
I don't know if else is on the line, but if anyone else is on the line, you can speak right now if you'd love to. Praise God. Praise God. We thank God. We do thank God. If anyone else on the line, if you have a prayer request or anything, you can speak your prayer request. Praise our God. Because God is still, he's still answering prayer. He's still healing.
Yes.
He's still delivering. He's still setting free. Praise our God. Praise God. I tell you, it's good to know Jesus. Praise God. And since we're going to see him for ourselves one day. Praise God.
Oh, yes.
Lord,
we'll be able to.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We'll be able to walk up and tell him, thank you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
And I just want to hug him. I just want to hug him.
I do, too. Oh, Lord, Jesus. Oh, Lord, for all that he's done for me. Praise our
Amen.
God. Praise our God. Oh, yes, Lord. We didn't get to see him when he walked this earth. But we'll be able to see him then, and now he'll never leave us. He'll never leave.
Oh, yes.
Praise God. We'll be with him forevermore.
Forevermore.
Praise God.
Yes.
Praise.
And then whenever the New Jerusalem comes out, we'll have another perfect place to live.
Oh, yes, Lordy. We'll have a glorified body. One that sin won't be able to make sick or tempt anymore. It's going to be worth it
all,
sister. It's going to be worth it all. Praise our God. Praise our God. I thank him. I thank him for all that he did for me.
Oh, yes.
Lord,
hallelujah.
Oh, Lord.
Thank you, my Father.
The word said we did. He chose us. Nobody has to go there. It was made for the devil and his angels. It wasn't made for us. But people is choosing to go there by the life that they live. They choosing to go there, but it wasn't made for them. He's not sending anybody there. The life they live, that's why they're going there. Lord, have mercy. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. But I tell you, we don't have to go there. We don't have to go there. But if they don't choose God's son, he sent the best he had. But if they don't repent, where are they going? Praise God. Because God can't look upon sin. That's why he turned his back on his only son, because he couldn't look upon sin. Lord, have mercy.
And that only son, my glorious, my fantastic, my Jesus, he took all the sin,
Lord,
and he cast it in his body so he could get rid of it. But he left the actual sin part here because the devil is still prince of the air. So if the sin is still here, that's why we can't indulge in sin and doing all this crazy stuff. We can't indulge in that stuff because that's wrong. And we must ask for forgiveness.
That's right. He took all
that on him. I heard one preacher say, well, sometimes you don't have to ask for forgiveness. I was like, what?
Yes, you do. That was
you had to, every time you sin, you had to ask for forgiveness. You had to ask for forgiveness whenever you don't know that you're there.
You have to ask for forgiveness. That's why I say, Lord, forgive me for the sin of omission or commission. You have to ask for forgiveness. Because if you don't, you have to ask for forgiveness. And see, preachers like that is false themselves because they're telling a lie to the people. And it's wrong. It's wrong. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Oh, Lord, have mercy. You have to ask for forgiveness. You have to. Lord, have mercy.
Yeah.
Lord, have mercy.
And I did put on Facebook, I said, if we had to ask our brother man, our fellow man, for forgiveness, don't you think we need to ask my Lord for forgiveness?
You have to ask for forgiveness. You have to.
Exactly.
You have to ask for forgiveness. Lord, have mercy.
You do.
Lord, have mercy. And see, people will catch that and believe it. They'll catch that and believe it. Wrong. It's wrong.
Yes,
Lord,
it is.
Have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. But, sister, I don't think no one else is on the line with us, so we're going to go on and close. But we're going to ask you, if you will, just close us out, Sister Margaret.
You know I will. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Most
precious,
generous, most loving, most kind, most adoring, my most favorite Savior.
Yes,
thank you so much for our time today. Thank you for having us together.
Lord.
For the ones listening,
Lord.
For the ones that called in and hung up, Lord, I want you to go to them.
Yes,
I want you to help them. Do a special touch to each and every one. My Lord, I thank you so much for the gathering and for the wonderful lesson today. Because it was so wonderful. Please touch Sister Mary in a special way. Do something special, especially for her.
Yes.
Help her to do the things that you want her to do. Give her some more insight and give her a higher preference. Give her opening up her territory. That more people will listen and that more people will be on here and would be able to get the true word. Because I love you, my Lord. I love you. I love you. I love you. And I want to do what you want me to do. And I want to be a part of what you want me to be a part of. I love you and I praise you and I lift you higher because you are my everything. Just touch each and every soul on the line that will hear it on a computer, that hears it on the phone, that will just download it from the internet. So just touch each and every one of them. And for my church family, please help each and every one, whatever they're in need of. My Father, please help them. My glorious, glorious, my Lord, I truly thank you for this space that you give me. Thank you because you have been, you are so wonderful. You are so amazing. You've been so beneficial. You've been so generous. You are my everything, upon everything, from everlasting to everlasting. And I pray that I am doing exactly what you want me to do. I love, honor, and cherish you. This I pray in the mighty, holy, gracious name of my Lord Jesus. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. And we say shalom to everyone.
Shalom. You have a wonderful day, sweetheart.
You have a wonderful day, too. We love you, sweetie. Bye-bye.
Love you, darling.
Yes, Lord.
Bye-bye.
I'm sorry.